A wooden sled called
Rosebud.
A weapon to vanquish a villain.
Father's lightsaber.
Property masters help design them, and most often, property masters track props down and stand by through the shoot in case something else is needed. Prepping for Oscar night this coming Sunday, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg learned what it takes to prop a film.
On the set of The Muppets, a Disney film due out Thanksgiving, property master Trish Gallagher Glenn has provided a telephone for Kermit the Frog, but not a very old typewriter on Kermit's desk.
This actually is set decorating. The set decorator does all of the furnishings, all of the draperies, the paintings, the furniture, and the prop master does the things the actors actually pick up and touch.
So, guns, gavels, globes, a giraffe even, if an actor pats it, those are props. Trish Gallagher Glenn has to find more than 1,000 props for the Muppet movie. Her toughest challenge was on the film Charlie Wilson's War, Tom Hanks as the Texas congressman lobbying for various covert CIA capers. Charlie had to read the Washington Post the morning the Twin Towers were attacked.
No one had the pre-crash paper for September 11th, 2001. The Washington Post did not have it. As it turned out, one of the women who worked in Charlie's congressional office, her husband was a writer for the Washington Post and happened to have a story on the front page of the paper that day, and he loaned it to us.
And because it's movie land and in Hollywood, making the day means meeting deadlines and budgets and time constraints, the newspaper scene was cut from the film.
Here's a good one. Here's a good one.
Props come from many sources. A prop house called History for Hire specializes in vintage stuff, all kinds of stuff.
Ambulance gurneys, amputation kits, anchors, anvils, aprons, archaeological equipment.
Jim Elier owns History for Hire. Jim knows his history and his inventory. He knows that diaper pins from the 1940s are on a second shelf lower left.
Yeah, I like that one.
Prop master Hope Parrish needs pins and toys for the film Water for Elephants.
I might want to get like a little Stiff bear.
Let me talk you out of the second one because that's the 50s snout.
Okay.
Hope leaves her order and hurries off for more props, all for additional photography for Water for Elephants. The main filming was done last spring. Now, what if History for Hire has rented out that table that you used in the first shoot?
My brown hair goes gray. I'm up 24/7 to figure out how to fix it.
Hope's grandfather was a property master, so was her father, Dennis. He propped for Hello, Dolly, Patton, Rambo, and The Aviator. He and Hope worked together on that one.
If you want to give me your email address, I can take a picture of it and send it over to you.
Dennis Parrish started this L.A. house, the Hand Prop Room. Dennis stocked it with movie stuff, as well as a library full of research books, encyclopedias, Civil War histories, and the property master's Bible.
The Sears catalog, because if you open the Sears catalog in 1925 to a page where there's eyeglasses, those are the eyeglasses people were buying.
Hope did major research for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. The film spanned almost 100 years, from 1911 to 2005.
Finding 9 eras of props for the house, for the cars, the license plates on the cars. Every year that we changed, 30, 40 cars had to have the plates changed. I think I spent probably close to $50,000 to $70,000 in license plates.
Are you keeping the Halliburton case?
Yeah. You can walk through the ages in a prop house. Hope Parrish, a third-generation property master, practically toddled through history growing up on movies. Female prop masters were rare when Hope started working. Her dad told her she would need a powerful whistle to do the job.
Oh, you don't even want to hear it. I'll blow you out of the room.
There's a naked lady in your hall.
Yeah, we like it that way.
The naked lady is a mannequin at ISS Prop House, where we meet another third-generation prop family. Bill Petrotta's dad, Vic, propped at Universal, MGM, Paramount, urged his son Bill not to go into the business. Bill, however, did. Props for Close Encounters, Edward Scissorhands. Bill schlepped his son Drew around on weekends, hunting for props.
Saturday night, I was about 12 years old.
early 80s, 70s or something like that, shopping for crazy stuff for like a Cheech and Chong movie.
Yeah, being 12 and going to a head shop on Santa Monica Boulevard on a Saturday night.
Him and his cousin are going like, what are we doing in here, you know?
Drew got addicted to the work. Right now, Drew is propping the Avengers. Dad Bill, who's 67, only works as an assistant now. Too stressful otherwise.
You never know what's going to come up. The directors go to sleep at night and they dream all night long. And in the morning they wake up and they go, you know, it would be nice if we could have a girl coming out of a cake. And then they look at you and you just say, how much time do I have?
And then what do?
You run like hell.
Bill Petrata did Jaws with Steven Spielberg. You know that 1975 movie about the mean fish that made mincemeat out of its victims? Director Spielberg was young, 29, brilliant, and made demands.
Tomorrow when we do the arm, he says, I want some crabs. And like there's crabs crawling through the seaweed onto this arm. So it was in April in Martha's Vineyard, and it's colder than you know what. So I got the crabs. Steve's going, they're just standing there. And I said, what do you want them to do? He says, I want some movement. I want them to. I said, fine. I walked over and I got a cup of coffee. And I said, is your camera ready, sir? He'd go, yeah, it's ready. And I threw the coffee on him. These crabs were running now. Hot coffee on.
Oh, Jesus.
He just looked at me and said, cut, that's good.
A script might just say he goes fishing. The rest is up to a property master. Get the pole, the boat, the bait, the crabs, get the crabs to dance, whatever it takes, which often can be everything to make the day, the movie, the magic. In California, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
And you can take a tour of a movie prop house and check out everything from blow dryers to baby carriages at npr.org. Susan's Hollywood Job Series continues tomorrow when she goes on the road with a location scout. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.